One evening, Papa had told her that earlier he was on an errand near his office, standing on the corner waiting to cross the street, when King Christian came by on his morning ride. One of the German soldiers had turned suddenly and asked a question of a teenage boy nearby. "Who is that man who rides past here every morning on his horse?" the German soldier had asked. Papa said he had smiled to himself, amused that the German soldier didn't know. He listened while the boy answered. "He's our king," the boy told the soldier. "He's the king of Denmark." "Where is his bodyguard?" the soldier had asked. "And do you know what the boy said?" Papa had asked Anna Marie. She was sitting on his lap. She was little then, only 7 years old. She shook her head, waiting to hear the answer. The boy looked right at the soldier, and he said, "All of Denmark is his bodyguard." Anna Marie had shivered. It sounded like a very brave answer. "Is it true, Papa?" she asked, "what the boy said?" Papa thought for a moment. He always considered questions very carefully before he answered them. "Yes," he said at last, "it is true. Any Danish citizen would die for King Christian to protect him."
"You too, Papa?"
"Yes."
"And Mama?"
"Mama too." Anna Marie shivered again.
"Then I would too, Papa, if I had to."
They sat silently for a moment. From across the room, Mama watched them, Anna Marie and Papa, and she smiled. Mama had been crocheting that evening 3 years ago, the lacy edging of a pillowcase, part of Lisa's trousseau. Her fingers moved rapidly, turning the thin white thread into an intricate narrow border. Lisa was a grown-up girl of 18 then, about to be married to Peter Nielsen. When Lisa and Peter married, Mama said, Anna Marie and Kirsty would have a brother for the very first time.
"Papa,"
Anna Marie had said finally into the silence, "sometimes I wonder why the king wasn't able to protect us. Why didn't he fight the Nazis so that they wouldn't come into Denmark with their guns?" Papa sighed. "We're such a tiny country," he said, "and they're such an enormous enemy. Our king was wise. He knew how few soldiers Denmark had. He knew that many, many Danish people would die if we fought."
"In Norway they fought," Anna Marie pointed out.
Papa nodded. "They fought very fiercely in Norway. They had those huge mountains for the Norwegian soldiers to hide in. Even so, Norway was crushed."